This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Eastern Libyan Forces Commander Khalifa Haftar has arrived in Berlin for a summit that will take place on Sunday. Meanwhile, the UN envoy to Libya said Saturday he hoped but could not predict whether eastern oil ports shut ahead of the summit aimed at reaching a truce in Libya would be reopened. Ghassan Salame said the Berlin summit would likely discuss the closures to avoid them dragging on for weeks or months like previous seizures of facilities.
Now I can't compel any head of state to raise this rather than that issue, but I won't be surprised that a few participants raised the necessity of keeping the neutrality of the national oil company in place.
Oil export terminals across eastern and central Libya were shut Friday by tribesmen allied to Commander Haftar. Dozens of people were injured in Beirut Saturday as security forces used tear gas and water cannon in clashes with protesters armed with tree branches and signposts near the Lebanese parliament. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The country's internal security forces said on Saturday that police in Beirut were being violently and directly confronted at one of the entrances to parliament and called on people to leave the area for their own safety. Witnesses said they saw young men hurling stones and flower pots towards riot police, while protesters tried to push through an entrance to a heavily barricaded district of central Beirut. Demonstrators are furious at politicians that have steered the country towards its worst economic crisis in decades.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy, and Lebanon's interior minister said it was unacceptable for protesters to attack security forces on Saturday. This is VOA News. Iran is sending the black boxes of a Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, Iranian authorities are also prepared for experts from France, Canada, and the United States to examine data from the boxes.
Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. According to Tasnim News Agency, Iranian authorities are also prepared for experts from France, Canada, and the US to examine the data from the boxes. All 176 people aboard the Ukrainian International Airlines flight died when the plane was shot down on January 8th, shortly after takeoff from Tehran en route to Kiev. The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev.
That is Lauren Anthony reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. The agreements are part of a flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. In the United States, the fourth annual women's marches are taking place across the country, with some notable folks taking center stage. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Rise!
Activist Donna Hill fired up the New York City crowd where two separate rallies and marches converged on Times Square.
We will be the change that is needed in this world.
Evelyn Yang, the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who recently disclosed she was among the women who have accused a former OBGYN of sexual assault, told the crowd the rally's theme, Rise and Roar, is personal for her.
I am so honored to be here with you all, roaring for justice.
Women's marches around the country are focusing on issues including sex assault, climate change, reproductive rights, pay equity, immigration reform, and LGBTQ rights. Julie Walker, New York.
And rough seas prompted SpaceX to delay the emergency escape test of its new crew capsule by one day. The Falcon rocket was supposed to blast off Saturday on a 10-minute flight to demonstrate the capsule's emergency escape system. But wind and waves in the Atlantic made that impossible. They'll try again on Sunday. I'm David Berg, VOA News.